BC's NDP government is defending itself against BC United charges it failed to conduct a proper consultation before announcing a park expansion to help protect endangered caribou in northeastern BC. On June 14, the provincial government announced what it described as a major expansion of Clins Zaw Park, located west of Chetwynd and Hudson's Hope. The expanded park will protect nearly 200,000 hectares, including two mountains known as the Twin Sisters, an area of cultural and spiritual significance for Treaty 8 First Nations. Government first established the park in 2001 with a size of 2,700 hectares, and the expansion makes Clins Zaw Park the largest provincial park established in a decade. BC's Environment Minister George Heyman said protecting threatened species and their habitat is a shared responsibility for Victoria, Ottawa, and First Nations. The decline of caribou is a complex problem, and we continue our work to stabilize populations, Heyman said. Providing a large area that protects caribou and their habitat from development is a critically important step forward that is consistent with the agreements we first announced in 2020. But the announcement also caught some off guard. BC United's Mike Bernier, MLA for Peace River South, accused government of failing to conduct a proper consultation. Despite promises of thorough consultation and socioeconomic impact studies before making such significant changes, David Eby's NDP, the most secretive government in Canada, has once again pushed through a decision that impacts the future of our region without proper consultation, he said in a statement. Bernier then called on government to pause park expansion until full public consultations can take place and all socioeconomic impacts are properly examined. The creation of this new park has raised serious concerns about its impact on local industries and outdoor recreational opportunities, he said. BC's Environment Ministry rejected Bernier's charge in a statement that argues the province has been working to find solutions that are better for the whole region, in the face of the risk of unilateral, federal, action to conserve caribou without considering other interests. The statement added that the consultation and engagement process on a partnership agreement between Ottawa, Victoria and the Soto First Nations and West Moberly First Nations had started in 2019. That process eventually led to a draft agreement in 2020, which included interim protections for the area now within park boundaries. The statement goes on to say government has been working with local industry, government, interest groups and First Nations to better understand the potential impacts of expanding the park. The most recent update to stakeholders happened on June 5. Local governments had also received updates in April 2024, according to government. The statement added that other land-based tenure holders received notice that the park establishment was advancing for a cabinet decision, with letters to affected forest tenure holders having gone out in May 2024. Now that the park has been established, we continue to work collaboratively with local governments, First Nations, and other partners to develop a management plan that ensures the park will benefit people and wildlife for generations to come, it reads. Stakeholders, local governments and the public will have the opportunity to provide input on the draft management plan. A central source of dispute is the area's use for snowmobiling. Government said in its statement snowmobiling has been restricted in most of the area since 2021 and no further restrictions are proposed at this time. Access to the area for recreation will continue as will commercial recreation, such as guide outfitting, it adds. Bernier, however, fears that the park expansion will further hurt small businesses. This NDP government cannot keep ignoring rural British Columbians, Bernier said. We cannot afford to lose more industries, small businesses, and opportunities because of secretive and hasty decisions made by the NDP in Victoria.